Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
No one should have to decide if they can afford life-saving care. Expanding Medicaid would bring billions in federal funding back to our state. It helps stabilize rural hospitals providing critical care. Text BETTER to 46839.
The latest morning headlines and sports talk hosts that call it like they see it. Welcome to the People's Sports Talk Show. Contact the guys at 331-2508 on the Elite Realty text line. Now, here's today's edition of Mississippi Sports Today.
We're up and running and welcoming you into this beautiful Wednesday edition of Mississippi Sports Today, originating from the Servpro Studio, presented by Tupelo Coca-Cola and featuring our Wednesday panel, our friends that have arrived today and ready to chat with you on any subject at 331-2508 on the Elite Realty text line. Keep it clean. Bobby Bush Bascom from Automedic, the one and only.
Hey, good morning.
Good to have you back, sir. We missed you last week.
Yeah, it's great to be here, man. Looking forward to a wonderful day and then get out in the sun.
Indeed. Also joining us, Franco, it's Muy Guapo, Frank Dodds from the Cotton States League. And
Good morning.
And David Dillard is going to be sitting in today for Tom Massengill from ASI.
Glad to be here.
We missed Tom today, and we're glad to have David in, who's fresh off a baseball game last night in Oxford.
Southern Miss, Ole Miss baseball last night. It was very competitive. It was a great game.
We had 25 runs.
Yeah. Southern Miss used 8 pitchers, Ole Miss used 6, I think.
So
we plowed.
Kind of a late night.
But a lot of guys got some work late night. Yeah, fortunately, we started at 4. If we'd started at 6:30, it would have been about a little 10-15 finish, I think.
Right. But impressive nonetheless.
Impressive.
You're going to have to win track meets.
Pre-game, I did not see that as the outcome.
No?
I did not predict that as the outcome.
Well, it's midweek. You know they're going to use a lot of pitchers, so you got a chance, but you know it's hard to put too much into it. It's a good win for Ole Miss.
Big time. Another ranked opponent in this early going, knocked off by the Rebels. Happy Hotty Toddy Hump Day from Ricky in Aberdeen. That's your buddy, isn't it, from Aberdeen?
Yeah, Ricky P.
Okay, Ricky P., good morning to you. Texas women's basketball is ranked number one in America. Thank you, John Cohen, worst athletic director we ever had. Hello, Jerry in Pontotoc. It's been hard to keep Vic in Starkville based on those numbers we talked about last week. Swamp, the man of Swamp, not having the best day so far.
No.
Poor Swamp. The Gator.
And now they're going to talk about Georgia getting in the tournament. They've got 4 SEC wins. They're not on the bubble.
Happen.
Come
not
on.
Not going to happen.
Look at the bracketology. Look at Lenardi's. He's one of those teams. He has Georgia, rather, is one of those teams.
Georgia's got to win out and win
play
four
their
in the,
way
four
in.
The SEC
Something
tournament.
Like that.
They keep playing like that last night.
Last night was it was on in one of the in my monitor wall, and I looked up and I thought I read the score wrong.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's like that's
half.
It was just like the first when they hit the first break. I asked my producer. I said, "Jim, is that right?" And he goes, "Yeah." He said, "It's bad."
Yeah. I'll throw out an unpopular hot take in regards to that game, and if you look at the SEC season as a whole, the SEC is not very good on the road. Even the good teams.
Except for Auburn.
Yeah. Well, and I would argue when Auburn plays a really good team on the road,
they play them close.
They play them closer, and they lose to Duke.
Yeah, but they
just
win.
Throwing that out there. But
and Florida.
So here's the not very popular hot take. The SEC is very, very good, but when they go away from their schools to these neutral sites to play other good basketball teams, are we going to see the SEC road teams or are we going to see the SEC home teams?
I think that's a great hot take.
For years, when I fill out my brackets, I'm anti-SEC.
Mm-hmm.
For what you just spoke about.
Because of the road and home.
Yeah,
because they're not going to be playing. And
You might get one or two that get hot,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of them are going to flame out pretty quickly.
Well, like where are the regionals? I know there's one in Lexington, so obviously if Kentucky ends up in the Lexington,
Kentucky's in a good spot.
That's going to be a home game. But, you know, a lot of these teams, the mid-pack teams are going to end up in New Jersey and in Washington and, you know, at these neutral sites that are way away from home.
Okay, question: would you rather play East Coast or West Coast? Which way would you rather? Which way would you rather fly?
Ooh,
East.
East. Yeah,
I think it's better on your body clock.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just losing one, just gaining an hour instead of losing two the other way.
But a little closer too. Yeah.
Well, it's and it's about to Craig's point. It's about routine. Like they're routinely playing games at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock or eight
and
o'clock.
They play games during the regular season in Eastern time zones.
Yes. Right.
Okay. All right, we have efforted an interview that we hope to have with you at the bottom of the hour with a very important guest that's playing for a state title tomorrow night.
Ooh.
In Jackson. I'm not going to.
Top secret.
I'm not going to lay it out there because sometimes these don't happen.
The radio tease may not happen.
May have that. Speaking of the states, yesterday in the boys' semis, Boonville Blue Devils, winners over South Pike. 62-41. The girls also advanced to the title game from Boonville, 46-40 over Kemper County. Belmont, and Raymond was showing me this game yesterday. It was the 9 o'clock first game of the day. And Belmont goes down to Jeff Davis County, 49-47. And I imagine some of the Belmont fans are still scratching their heads on some of the calls that they got or didn't get yesterday. You know what? You see that in Jackson, some of these games.
Do you think there's some Hill Country bias, kind of like the anti-SEC? Because, I mean, the Hill Country's it's the breadbasket of basketball.
Johnny pointed out yesterday that most of the officials are from the Jackson area.
Exactly.
Why? They don't want to pay them to travel and stay in a room.
Mm.
Not saying, just saying.
It's always been that way.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it. I'm just saying it.
Actually, that means you're saying it.
Yeah.
What can you say without saying it?
Yeah.
Today in boys action, Etowamba versus Raymond at 6 o'clock this evening. But the girls get it started at night. Could be an all-Union County final.
Could be.
Guys, East Union versus Newton. And at 10:30, Ingemar, the defending champs, taking on Bay Spring. So should be an exciting day. I know we have a lot of folks down there today. Let's look at Did y'all hear that? That was another three from Alabama. Still making. Still raining.
We were talking about it before we got on the air. Amazing.
Yeah. At 14 at half, 22 overall, which was the second highest in school history from three-point. I mean, I realize that Bama hasn't always been a basketball powerhouse, but they've been playing basketball for a long time.
And how many games over 100 points did we figure out this season? Did we ever get that stat?
Nine. By my count.
There you go.
It's always nine.
Yeah.
When in doubt, the answer
is always
nine.
But a 111 has to be the top of this nine.
They scored. They played UNC Asheville, I believe, in their first game, scored 110. So they're going to need a new clock. And this is one of those games I love because 8 o'clock tip, it was over.
Half, you could go to bed.
It was over by 8:12.
I was listening to the first half on the way back from baseball, and when I got home, I was like, "I'm not turning it on. It's not. it's not going to be worth wasting an hour of my time to watch this because you knew what the outcome was going to be." But how often, you know, Josh Hubbard 21 points, and you still lose by 38.
We're going to get to some of the numbers here, but I did leave out Pontotoc's big win yesterday.
Oh,
one of our listeners just reminded me, but Pontotoc 46-40 over Florence.
Yep.
So they advance. What an exciting year for our North Mississippi teams in basketball. Hey, Chris Youngblood, season high 27. Mm-hmm. And they have 45 attempts from three-point range. How many did they hit?
Almost half.
Yeah.
Shot 48.9, 49%.
That would be 22 of 45.
22, three. I don't care.
I did the math in my head real
quick. There you go. That was
good. They could be playing Oklahoma City Thunder and beat them with that stat alone.
Bama's putting up NBA scores. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're putting up NBA numbers.
And when they get rolling, it's like six guys that can knock them down.
Yeah.
And last night, Youngblood was the man. Sears had
Be the team that breaks through for the SEC, as we talked about earlier.
Yeah. Very well
could. I think the top two or three are pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest,
I would agree.
The rest of the conference is
I think that's all across the nation. You got your Houstons. Mm-hmm. Saw them the other night. Dominant, physical, great. Great job by Kelvin Sampson with them. You got your Dukes, who won by 30 over Miami.
Mm-hmm.
In their last five games, they've outscored their opponents by an average of 31 points per mm-hmm. game ever since the loss to Clemson.
That's right.
Wake them up.
Yeah. Honestly, as a
dangerous.
Duke, as a Duke fan, we were talking about that game coming into it. This is going to sound weird. I wanted them to get beat by Clemson. Because if they didn't, they just kind of keep going through. But
need
that's
a wake up. Need a little wake up call.
Look, good coaches, and John Shire is one of them. I mean, he may be one of the few times where somebody has come directly behind a legend and is going to do good things at that school for a long period of time. Good coaches need a game like that motivate
to point to. And
yeah. It ain't happening at North Carolina. We'll replace, and it didn't happen at Alabama in football. Replacing the legend.
It's tough.
It's like when someone Franco, when you take over from me one day.
Yeah.
When I hand,
when I guest host, it's difficult.
Tears will be shed.
No, I need Owen to drive.
But seriously, I mean, we're all history buffs.
We need Owen to drive anyway.
There you go. We're all history buffs. Name one time where it's happened.
There'd be a big boycott on Facebook.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
everybody. Yeah. Not
it is write
you
a letter.
A girl can dream.
Write a letter to an elder day. So I wrote you a letter.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're 2 months my elder.
Where's Tom when we need him?
Yes, right.
Yeah. The flip side of the hot shooting for Alabama last night, Mississippi State was not so. 28 of 73 field goal attempts, 6 of 33. I believe Hubbard was 3 of 12 from beyond the arc. But Alabama defends way out there.
They do.
They do.
Bulldogs entered with they ended February, I should say, and it's not typical of them, bad performances in defending the three. Oklahoma made 11 of 26.
If you made a drinking game last night out of how many times Neil Price said off the front rim because they were shooting from so far out, I think you would have not made halftime.
You wouldn't have lasted.
No.
Now, next for Alabama, a big one is they'll head to Knoxville taking on Tennessee Saturday. Mississippi State hopefully can get off the snide with a home game against LSU, who played last night pretty well.
They did.
And their loss to
But again, Tennessee on the road.
There you go.
LSU at home.
Tennessee's won two in a row on the road, 65-59 over the Tigers last night.
State's got a chance to finish strong, though. LSU, Texas, and at Arkansas.
They do indeed. Mm-hmm. Hey, how about Georgia? We mentioned this with Swamps, Tex, knocking off the number three Gators, 88-83. What a wild game. Blue Kane. My boy, Blue. Blue! Blue sank a go-ahead three-pointer with 47 seconds left. I believe they scored like 10 points in the last 47 seconds and took their first lead by scoring 13 unanswered. Bulldogs beat the Gators and now are in the conversation, Frank. I ain't saying
stop it.
Florida's trailed by 26. How do you – I mean
– I think it was 19-4 at the first break.
Yep.
It was just an astronomical 78, number.
78-67. And then they went on a 13-0 run. You thought, okay, here's Florida coming, all right? Nope. 80-78 took the lead, but Georgia finishes. You know the coolest thing about it? Why didn't anyone else think of this? Georgia's so smart. Georgia's public address announcer gets on the microphone before the game's over. Say, students, when the clock expires, we have a special video. What they had a 90-second countdown with all this cool stuff on it.
Get everybody off the court.
And the students were counting down with it. So, isn't that awesome?
That's great.
How smart is that?
That's great. And you saved them $250,000.
Exactly. And you're sitting there going, I got 47 seconds. We're going to go crazy. And they did it. And I'm a little surprised that no one thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
Make it a deal. Make it an element.
That's kind of what Beard's doing in Oxford with the post-game photo.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, hang out right here. We're going to take a picture. I'm coming out to take a picture
Use
with everybody.
Use your imagination.
And it stops the court storming.
There was no storm in Athens last night. Well, there was a delayed storm. Let's see, what else last night? Missouri, no problemo with South Carolina.
Triple digits there.
Yikes. 101-71. The 14th-ranked Tigers get it done. Tonight, on the Plains, the Ole Miss Rebels. Boy, you talk about the worst team to draw when you're struggling?
12.5-point underdog tonight.
Yikes. It won't be that close.
No, I don't think so.
Auburn's 25-2, 13-1 in conference, losing, as we said, only to Duke in that ACC challenge. Six players averaging double digits. By the way, they're in the top 10 of like six categories in the country, and really important ones, right?
And Ole Miss may limp into the tournament with a 1-3 record these last four games.
Yeah.
And they've got at Auburn, Oklahoma at home, Tennessee at home, and at Florida.
Last week you sprinkled 2-5. I think 1-5 may be a more realistic.
Yep. Hey, here's Jared in New Albany. Our buddy checking in says if the freshman players on the Rebels baseball roster stay on for a few years, look out. True. That's difficult to do these days.
Yes, but Frederico is having a it's an astronomical freshman.
This kid.
It's, I mean, you.
He's just put him on.
It's video game numbers.
He's going to get on anyway.
I looked down last night at the end of the game. His season average is like 630.
Yep.
I mean, good grief. And he's a freshman.
And he's got a patient eye.
He does. He's very patient.
And that's seasoned. When you go,
your freshmen are playing better than your veterans right now.
Mr. West said, good morning, everyone. Hope is all is well. Thank you, Mr. West. I don't think I've ever asked this one. It was the only NFL franchise to have five different running backs to rush for 1,500 or more yards in a season. It was the only five
in a season?
Different guys, 1,500 yards in a season.
Not in the same season.
In the history of their franchise.
Okay.
They had five guys.
That's impossible.
Wow.
The Bears.
15. Cowboys.
Yeah, you got to go with the classics, the Bears, the Cowboys, long-time history of running the ball.
Well, I'm just thinking, I mean, Sayers, Payton, Forte all did it.
Sure.
So surely we've got two more somewhere along the way.
Two more in the 50-something
years. Look at the big brain on Bobby.
No.
I'm
a Bears fan.
He's a Bears fan.
Yeah, Cowboys, I mean,
that's a good guess. I'm
Cowboys,
I don't know. Steelers, maybe. Right? Ground and pound? What are we doing? Are we going to talk about this the rest of the program?
No.
Probably not.
We're going to name every NFL team?
Probably.
If you think you know,
shoot it out.
Say hello. 331-2508. I wonder if one of those has been a recent 1,500-yard.
It's got to be.
Maybe Eagles had one this year.
Hey, that's a good segue for the birthday today. 1973, Marshall Faulk. Marshall Faulk's a 1,500.
Hey.
Yeah. It was kind of light on the sports birthdays today. So
sports was light, but everything else was pretty solid.
Yeah, Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash.
Craig, you've got a Johnny Cash, don't you?
I've got a what?
You've got a Johnny Cash in you, don't you? Surely you have an impersonation. You impersonate everybody.
Oh, yeah.
You have to do the second half of the show as Johnny Cash.
That would be awesome.
I'll open the next segment as
Johnny Cash,
the man in black.
Love it.
All right, I got to get dressed.
I got to change clothes before. Alan says hello this morning. Alan's our bus driving buddy that rolls the Rebels baseball around, and he says he's driving Tupelo to state tournament game tomorrow.
All right.
Alabama.
Good luck.
This just in from the text line. Alabama just hit another three.
Again. Stop it.
Now, well,
you were telling the story before we went on, though. Yeah. Alabama's 3-point shooting was so good last night that. Tell us.
Well, I got up this morning very early, and the replay was playing on one of the cable channels. And I said, I watched the second half just to see what's going on. And it got so boring for the broadcast. And, David, you definitely know that this happens.
Been there.
You're looking for anything just to keep folks interested.
And if you've got a reporter, it's even better because you just send them into the crowd and
I believe her name is Molly McGrath.
Molly McGrath.
She went into
in Oxford a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, to the game with
beautiful
us.
Young lady. Heck of a meatloaf. She interviewed one of the kids in the student section who had a headband on and a plaid jacket, and he's supposed to be the student president of the Chaos Club or something. That, you know, the student sections do these things now. And before the game, each and every home game, this kid takes a shot, and it's like a football throw shot.
From the stands.
From his seat.
To the opposite goal?
It's a long shot. I don't know, maybe 50 feet. He made it last night.
Nothing would not go in.
I'm like, State's down 3-0 to the student section. This can't be good. Yeah, they went on and on about everything but the game because it was 30 and 35 points for the whole second half.
It's like a 24-run baseball game. It's just you got nothing else to talk about.
Do you look for, like, funny things, crazy things?
All the time. And, my camera guys know to hunt, and several years ago we had a regional in Oxford, and I had Kyle Peterson and Tom Hart on the call. And those two guys are great to take something and run with it. So we found a guy in the outfield who was chugging what we thought was a 2-liter Coke, which we later learned out had a lot of mixture inside of it. And we kept going to that guy. We kept going back to that guy, and he's getting crazier and crazier. And by the end of the game, his Coke bottle had its own Twitter handle. And we had some other guy in the student section who was, by the third inning, we knew wasn't going to see the end of the game. And so I caught him in the fifth just out cold. And so we just sat there for like 30 seconds just ragging on this guy who's out completely. Then his buddies start seeing it on text. And so then they start trying to wake him up. So we go back to try to see him stand up. You know, it was a whole thing. Craig, you remember you did a game with me where we had the guy who was the big, like, 400-pound guy who was doing the water slide down the student section?
Yes.
We made a star out of that guy.
Exactly. That guy, he's retired now.
Yeah, he's probably on Social Security. I love stuff like that, especially in baseball where it's a slower game. You can do that. You're not going to miss a lot of action.
Yeah, exactly. That was Nate who said Alabama just hit another three. He just keeps on with that. Her meatloaf may be good, but can she shine shoes? That's an inside joke from a story I told. Well, I teased an interview, and we're trying to get Tupelo girls head coach Matt Justice on.
Yes.
You probably figured that out. And I'm about to make a phone call, see if we can get him either today or tomorrow. They play at 6 tomorrow night, right? Mm-hmm. And it's been a heck of a series, 3 games between these two arch rivals, Tupelo and Starkville. I want to get Coach Justice take on it. The last game was a double-digit win for Starkville, and they won 2 of 3.
Yeah.
But the Golden Wave are what? Defending champs.
That's right. Trying to go back-to-back.
So I'm going to take a time out here with us, guys, and we will be back and try to figure out when we're going to get Coach Justice on. We got some ICC in this calendar month. I don't know if they've ever had a better month. The men's and women's basketball, baseball, softball, you name it. We'll give you some of that on the other side of this timeout. Mississippi Sports Today, Wednesday edition, rolls on.
It's Mark Ewan with Farm Bureau Insurance Lee County. Mark, baseball is here.
One of my favorite times of the year. And our team at Farm Bureau want to wish our Lee County Diamond and Lady Diamond teams the very best this season. We're in the baseball capital of the nation. Go Rebels, go Bulldogs, and go Golden Eagles. We know that great teams have consistency, attention to details, and a passion for the game. We have 5 tools at every position.
The home team.
Give us a call at 662-842-7034, and let's have the best season ever from our team at Farm Bureau Insurance Lee County. Go with the home team.
Weathers Auto Supply has the largest in-stock inventory of WeatherTech products in the area to help keep your car's interior clean while outside conditions are constantly changing. Weathers was the first in North Mississippi to offer sensor calibration when replacing windshields, having the experience to do it quickly and correctly. And we now have 5 convenient locations to serve you. South Gloucester, or the mall at Barnes Crossing in Tupelo, Corinth, Oxford, and Fayette, Alabama. Weathers Auto Supply. Weathers.com. Over 65 years of serving you.
Hi, this is Brian Rigby, owner of ServPro of Tupelo. ServPro is the nation's leader in cleaning and restoration. But here at home, we're more than that. We're neighbors helping neighbors, friends taking care of friends. Whether it's storm, flood, or fire damage, our pros will make it like it never even happened. Our staff has over 150 years combined experience in residential and commercial projects. Visit ServPro.com or call 690-6502. ServPro of Tupelo, here in your community, here to help.
It's Bobby Bascom from Automedic. Bobby, when you say we speak the language, what does that mean?
Just that, Craig. We speak foreign imports language, specializing in BMW, Mercedes, Audi, Lexus.
You mean you speak BMW?
Wir sprechen Deutsch.
Gesundheit!
Translation? We speak German imports, and we're local, so there's no need to drive hours to your dealer. Automedic 3552. Jeff Homan Boulevard in Tupelo. Reach us at 844-9379. We speak the language at Automedic.
What are you people?
Who are you?
Featuring a different lineup of hosts every day and your comments on the Elite Realty text line. This is the People's Sports Talk Show. Now, back to more of Mississippi Sports Today on Super Talk 101.9.
Hey, you know what's cool? So we have cell phones these days. We can contact anybody anywhere. And we talked about a potential interview this hour with Tupelo girls head coach Matt Justice. I think we'll save that till tomorrow. Is that okay with you guys?
Game day?
Game day. You know why? Because each and every Friday during the football season, who did we have on game day?
Mm.
Head coach Ty
good,
Harden.
Good call.
How many games did they lose when he was with? Somebody help me.
I think the number is, what is it? Zero?
It's the MST Mojo.
Yeah.
It is.
We can't do today. We must do on game day, Greg. I put it to you, Greg. Let's do it tomorrow.
State championship, tomorrow. We didn't have him. We had Dylan and Greg.
Tomorrow, there will be justice.
Justice
is served. Tomorrow on the program.
Now do it as Johnny Cash.
I used to do a Johnny Cash impression. Hey, I'm Johnny Cash, and this here's my ugly wife, June.
Please don't do the whole show that way.
Ooh, I can't.
He would bruise his
chest.
He'd bruise
his chest.
Can't work on my Johnny Cash. I got a Johnny Cash portrait in my...
Love some Johnny Cash.
In my man cave. Okay. All right. We'll try to get Coach on tomorrow. May or may not. Well, he can call today. He could call today. He can call.
He can call off the bus. He's going to be driving the bus tomorrow.
Right?
He's on the bus.
He's a captive audience.
It's like Wisconsin.
Alan's driving.
Yeah, Alan's driving.
What could go wrong? All right. We'll work on that. All right. Let's move now to baseball. The Ole Miss Rebels got it done yesterday. And very exciting, as David pointed out. A little bit of an affair as they knock off number 21, where they ranked, Southern Miss. Mm-hmm. Southern Miss only their second loss of the season. 15-8, the final. 11 walks for Ole Miss with eight. I think all but one pitcher issued multiple walks.
There were walks. They were hit by pitches. There were at least two runs walked in, I believe. I think there may have been three. I don't remember. I know at least two. Got my first right field beer shower shot of the year.
Perfect.
Because ball goes to left field, I can't get the beer shower. Right. The ball goes to right field. It's right there.
It's right there for you. Yeah. You had a comment during the break about the replay system.
New Hawkeye system that we've gone to in all sports. We've gone to it in soccer. It's across the board. And it's a massive investment for the schools and for the conference. But before in non-conference games when we had replay, we had a replay review. The official would come into to a little room beside the dugout. He talks to our producer. We back stuff up. He's using our feed. Well, our cameras shoot a 720p, 60 frames a second. This Hawkeye stuff is shooting 240 frames a second.
Oh my
gosh.
The difference
in what you can see as far as ball hitting the glove, it's 60 frames a second. It's a blur. At 240, you can tell the minute it impacts the glove where the feet are. They can put side by side. I think they got nine cameras for baseball pointed at different spots on the field, plus our six cameras as well. And it's made a giant difference, especially with this new green first base where the runner's got to touch the green part of first base. And
yeah,
was his foot on the white? How far was it? You know, it's made a giant difference.
I wonder how they're going to pay for that.
How what?
How they're going to pay for that?
I don't know.
Maybe some new suites over at the football field.
It could be for $5 million. You can have your own suite.
$5 million 2027,
and they'll sell. Somebody will buy them.
Oh yeah!
Everybody got in the fun last night. It was two hits for Sanford, two for Mormon, and eight other Rebels had at least one hit. Federico among them. Luke Hill, Humphrey, Utermark, Furnace, Foley. Pato, Brian Randall, Austin Foley had that big one batted in of the game.
Yeah, Foley. Well, I think one of those One of those was a hit by pitch that brought a run in,
yeah.
I think. But then he had a home run. I think it was a 2-run home run, and I think he had another RBI later.
Saw that. Yeah, he big was, night for Folly.
I'm guessing after a game like that, you don't want to be listed as the pitching coach for Southern Miss.
No.
Yeah. Tough night. Right.
And it's bad when they pitch eight pitchers, but the starter is the loser because you trail the whole way.
Yeah.
You never got in.
Wright State will be in Oxford, the 3-3 Wright State Raiders.
Raiders.
Hey, Raiders. Raiders may be an answer on that trivia question from before.
Oakland Raiders.
Oh, that's a very good.
Running backs? Yeah. Potentially.
All right, Wright State and Ole Miss at 4 on Friday, pregame.
4 Friday, 1:30 Saturday, 1:30 Sunday.
Okay, pregame starting 30 minutes prior to our broadcast of the game. Number 21, Troy, held off number 18, Mississippi State, 6-5 in Starkville last night. Had a solo in the top of the ninth to take the lead, and Mississippi State actually had advanced a runner into scoring position in the bottom half of the ninth, but didn't answer. And fell to 6-2 on the year. Fry, he led the 13-hit attack for the Dogs at the plate and went 3-for-4. This guy, Garrick Fry, is coming on from Mississippi State, playing very well. Noah Sullivan had 2-for-3 night, and that included a grand slam in the fifth. It really made things. It was 5-0 at that point. And then Mississippi State had 20 strikeouts. That's a season high against the men of Troy. Pruitt made his first start. 4 innings. How many strikeouts?
9.
So he looked good. No walks, allowed only one run, and Ben Davis took the loss in relief for the Mississippi State Bulldogs. They've had an interesting weekend, guys, coming up.
Yeah, headed out to Houston for the Astros Foundation College Classic.
See, this is awesome. The Houston Astros putting on this event.
I think Ole Miss is playing in it.
Playing next year. Yes.
Yeah. And these trips out to, it's Texas are providing some stiff competition, as they did with Ole Miss in the first weekend of the year. Friday, Bulldogs take on Rice, 11:05 in the morning. Saturday, the Bulldogs will play Arizona. Sound familiar?
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, Oklahoma State.
How did Arizona get to play in two of these?
That's a good question.
Yes. All right.
It's also that's three NCAA tournament teams you're playing.
Probably.
I mean, that's a very good
sure.
that's a very good field. And as Coach Ty has talked about on the show here, you want to play some stiff competition early and see what you're made of. And I think this will be a great measuring stick for Mississippi State.
Yeah, no doubt. All right. I want to go over some things going on at ICC. ICC in basketball, their men are 23-4. They will host East Mississippi. They have two games remaining. East Mississippi tomorrow night in Fulton at 7:30. And then they're at Holmes on Monday to wrap up the regular season. ICC's women, 20-5. East Mississippi tomorrow at 5:30. And then at Holmes on Monday, the Region 23 tournament begins on March 6th. I guess that's next Thursday, right? ICC baseball, 10-2. They'll play two today in Boonville. Northwest and Northeast also involved in that. But Adam also reminded me of their softball program. He, matter of fact, nominated them for the Man of Steel. Softball is 13-3. They scored 24 runs in a 24-15 G2 win at Columbia State last night. New record for most home runs in a single game, 6. Taylor Shand, single game record, 3 home runs.
Have a day.
This is what blew my mind. Have a day.
Yeah, absolutely. Kidding.
Everybody's like Oprah. Everybody gets a dinger.
You get a home run.
This blew my mind a little bit. 24 runs, I would think, that's got to be close to the most ever. It's the 6th most all time.
Wow.
In a single game.
For ICC or?
Yeah, they won game 1 16-2 on a 9-game heater. Outscoring opponents in this streak. How many games they won in a row?
9.
Franco?
I wasn't paying attention.
How many games they won in a row?
9.
Thank you.
We expect full participation.
During this.
What's in Franco's bottle?
Let's get your Mountain Dew bottle. It's on Twitter account.
In the 9-game winning streak, I'm sorry, 112-32 they've outscored. They beat the number 16 team in the country as part of that run. Let's give it up for ICC Athletics. That's it, right? Can't say enough.
Yeah, great programs.
Great coaches. Yep. Great, we enjoyed our visit over there a couple of weeks ago.
We did.
Forget about it. Tommy T is checked in, the donut man.
Tommy Tuberl?
Tommy Biffle.
Oh.
I call him Tommy T.
Tommy T.
Yep. You were saying today's a special day on the calendar, and it had a nice little twist to it. Yeah. Let's do that. Let's throw that
out there. So it's National For Pete's Sake Day. So let's throw it out. Greatest Pete in sports.
I don't think we're going to fill
Mount Rushmore.
I don't think we're going to get four.
I think we are going to get four. And when I tell you the fourth, everybody's going to go, "Oh my gosh, absolutely!" So who is
number one? Obviously.
Number one, obviously around here,
Pete Maravich,
Pistol Pete. Yep. Okay,
without question.
Who else we got?
Pete Carroll.
Pete Carroll was coach. Well, yeah, you know, one of is he two coaches who've won an NCAA championship and a Super Bowl, or is he the only one?
That's a rabbit hole.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
That's a mystery.
So we'll throw Pete Carroll out there.
No detours. Just go straight ahead with this.
All right. Anybody else?
You haven't named Pete Rose?
We haven't named Pete Rose.
Pete Rose. Come on.
All right. Anything on the text line? Come on, guys.
I thought Tom Massengill's.
That was awesome. We'll throw him out real quick. So Tom, being Tom, if you know him, you know, everybody's thinking first name Pete. He throws out Calvin Pete.
Yeah.
So, PGA Professional Hall of Famer.
Not spelled the same, though.
Not spelled the same.
Yeah. Still a Pete.
Pete Sampras?
Yeah. Pete Sampras.
There
Pete
you
Sampras
go.
Has got to be there on the Hall of
Fame. Franco, you're Googling.
Yes. No, he's not.
Pete Sampras.
You didn't know these before.
How is Pete? Yeah, Pete Sampras has to be on there. So
I'm impressed.
Seriously, Calvin Pete, though, throw some statistics because you know I'm a numbers guy and I love it. The thing you remember about Calvin Pete is he's one of, if not the greatest driver of the golf ball in history. And I remembered that. I remembered him being good. I just didn't remember how good. So during 10 times, he averaged 82% fairways in reg. 82%. I'm not sure Craig hit 82 fairways last year. 82%, guys.
That was hard.
Where did that come from?
Okay.
For Pete's sake.
Now, thank you. Now, here's the thing. He hit 82% of the fairways in regulation while being inside the top 10 in driving distance every year.
Oh, boy.
Man. So he hit it far
and
straight and hit greens in regulation.
Hey, somebody did say Pete Sampras. On the text line.
Yeah.
How about Pete Rozelle?
Ah, okay.
Oh, NBA, NFL commissioner. Well,
who didn't have a football with his autograph on it?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not sure he signed it personally.
I don't think he did.
I suspect he didn't. St. Peter.
Okay.
I mean, it's not sports.
Did he play a lot of sports?
No.
He might have. You don't know.
I hope to ask him one day.
Growing up, he might have played some backyard baseball with a rock.
If you can go that way, I'm going to put Pete Townsend on there. Come on.
Pete
Davidson.
Peter Tosh. Pete Davidson. All right. Happy. What'd you say?
For Pete's sake.
All right. Not for the love of Pete.
Not for the love of Pete. Don't get a mix.
That's not everybody loves Pete.
For Pete's sake.
That's in November around Pearl Harbor Day.
Okay.
Which we're coming up on the next Pearl Harbor Day in about a week and a half.
Don't remind me. Do not remind me. Hey, let's look at some more things here. I want you to tell us your impressions because you've been over there working this new softball facility, my friend. Yeah.
It's amazing. It is a $32 million facility opens tonight at 6 o'clock versus McNeese, and we've been over there doing some work, getting ready and everything. And the people, you're going to be blown away. I mean, it is.
Baby Swayze?
It is Baby Swayze. Yeah. It is. The most well thought out facility I've been in a long time. It is, everything makes sense when you walk in. It's just the entrance, you walk onto this concourse, there's the seating is phenomenal, and I can't do it justice with words. I'm going to try to do it justice with pictures tonight on television. But you really need to come experience it yourself.
Are you going to make a special effort to like showcase the ballpark?
Yes, we're going to.
Pray tell, is on the call tonight.
One and only Mississippi Sports Today's own Ched Cheddarman.
Will Kohlmeyer on the call tonight. That's why he can't play golf today.
That's right. Will is on the call. He's furiously preparing right now, and I'm sure.
How are they going to pay for this?
I don't know. I have no idea. Apparently out of our budget, but I don't know. No, I that's
especially with what Cheddar's knocking down.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
that's a budget buster right there.
I highly encourage everybody to come and experience it in person.
Yep.
I mean, we'll do it. We'll try to do it justice on television tonight, but there's nothing. I mean, just the press. If you remember the old press box, which was about half the size of the studio, our booth alone is basically the size of the studio right now.
Great.
Just the area that we have. We're putting our high home camera inside, so we're not exposed to weather. It is very, very, very well thought out.
The opponent in this historic game, actually.
McNeese.
Will be McNeese, the Cowgirls of McNeese. That's their mascot.
It is.
The Cowgirls. I kid you not. 12-3 Ole Miss on the season.
Can we not call them the Lady Cowboys?
No, that doesn't sound right.
That doesn't sound right either.
I like Cowgirls.
Careful.
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 The game will be streamed on SEC Network Plus with David Dillard directing and Will Kohmeyer.
And Jim Holder producing.
Jim Holder producing. Man, this is great.
The dream team.
Yeah.
All right. Someone is applauding the Johnny Cash singing. I'm not sure if that's a...
Don't make it worse.
The applause or they're flipping me the bird. All right. Mr. West has come forth. We were correct, gentlemen, on the Cowboys.
Hey. It had to be.
Yeah.
It had to be a legacy team that ran the ball.
Now he's asking which five Cowboys have rushed for 1,500 yards. See, Mr. West.
Yeah.
Expanding.
Five different players.
I have a follow up, Mr. President.
Yeah. Yes.
Is it five different players?
Well, five different dudes.
Emmett's on there.
Emmett. Dorsett.
Easy. Now we start.
Hang on.
Herschel Walker.
Herschel. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Zeke
did
Zeke
it.
For sure.
The fifth guy.
No, the fifth one's the one I'm thinking of. Long hair, braided, played in the early 2000s. Right? Oh.
Yeah.
What's the guy's name?
DeMarco Murray.
Thank
DeMarco
you.
Murray.
Put
there
that
you
to rest.
Oklahoma.
I would not have picked DeMarco Murray.
Fun fact, just to play on this real quick, do you know there's only one NFL team that has never done it? I looked it up. Just
never
had a 1,500 yard.
An expansion team, Panthers, somebody like that?
No, the Cincinnati Bengals. The closest they've ever had was Rudy Johnson in 2005 with 1,458.
You mean Icky?
Yeah.
To the Icky Shuffle.
The Icky Shuffle?
He was a short yardage dude.
Yeah. 1,400.
They stick him in there. Speaking of, the Tush Push, have you heard?
Yeah, they're going to outlaw.
They're going
to
outlaw.
Trying to. Packers don't want it.
Mm.
Now, what I don't understand are they just
it's Wisconsin? It all goes back to Wisconsin.
The Packers don't want the tush push.
Well, they're the ones that are complaining about it.
Oh, the rule used to be in football, you could not help the ball carrier. You couldn't pull him. You couldn't push him. Are they going to go all the way back to that?
Yeah,
or just this one play?
Right.
Well, you remember? I mean, the most famous one in history might be the Bush push.
Careful.
Did the Packers complain about that?
Reggie Bush pushed Matt Leinart in to beat Notre Dame, go to the national title game. And that was not called at that point.
Let's move along.
David, we've lost him. We've lost Dillard. He's out.
I'm out. I'm done.
Back to the text line.
Yes, please.
All right. Wouldn't a cowboy be a bull? The boy Cal is known as Bull. Granddaughter and I will be at softball season. We had softball season tickets.
Great.
That's good. Mm. He'll enjoy this new facility.
They are charging admission now. They didn't charge admission for softball before. This will be the first year. And I think I've seen some data on ticket sales, and it looks to be really good.
It's exciting.
They've got season tickets.
A new place, yeah. Yeah, that ought to be fun.
It's also an outfield area. If you want, if you don't want to sit in the grandstands, you got the outfield.
Shag a few home runs,
and they'll be coming.
Every seat in the concourse in the bowl is chairback.
Beautiful,
very nice cup holders. They're drink rail seats. Concessions are very easy to get to everywhere.
And it's fun.
And it's fun.
Fast paced.
Road trip.
They're good. Yeah.
And look, it's 2 hours.
Celebrity sprinters.
Let's go. Maybe I get maybe Colmar and I could get a celebrity sprinters deal just to drive us to the game.
I got
100%.
I got an email from the Ole Miss Athletic Department.
Great advertising.
Yes.
Today.
Roll up to my control room in your van. That'd be awesome.
Did you guys get the same email I got from Ole Miss AD? The new suites at Vaught Hemingway, they're offering me a suite.
Are they?
At the Vaught.
I better check my email.
You know, the opening in the 2027 season, the luxury suites above the press box area on the west side of the stadium.
And on then top of the press box.
On top of the press box. So this could be.
I don't know if that's safe.
Glorious.
It's going to be some tents. That would be great.
Yeah, we've been on top of press boxes. We know. It could be a little dicey.
I'm scared of heights. I'm not going up there.
And then I scroll down to the price because, you know, I'm like the rest of you. How much? $5 million for these suites. $2.5 million up front, $2.5 million before the 27 season kicks off.
But are they really $5 million?
No. Not if you want to keep it.
There you go.
It's another 130 after that.
Every year, forever.
That's just a property tax.
Yeah, at that point. Absolutely.
It's no big deal. You own it.
If you
our tailgate group figured out what it would cost, and we just all started laughing. Yeah.
If you can pony up to $5 million. You're probably not going to need the two and a half break.
No.
Right? And you're probably not that concerned about $130K to keep it intact.
I'll guarantee you these will sell.
Quickly.
Yeah.
Quickly.
They'll probably be gone by the end of the month.
I sent them my card number. Yeah. I'm going to see.
Yes. And Amex started laughing, and then...
All right, let's do this. Hop into the time machine, kick her in reverse. Head back to this date, February 26th. The year was
1935. The New York Yankees release Babe Ruth. He signs with the Boston Braves.
Sad day.
Yeah.
1967, the ninth Daytona 500. Which number?
Nine.
Mario Andretti wins his first and only NASCAR Grand National event. The only time a driver born outside the U.S. has ever won the Great American Race.
To this day.
Really?
To this day. If you would have asked me if he won the Daytona 500, I'd probably said no.
Yeah.
We learned something.
The year was 1987. The Washington Bullets, one of my favorite nicknames of all times, blocked 20 Indiana shots, tying the NBA regulation game record. That's 20 block shots.
I bet you. Was Wes Unseld with them?
Late as 87?
It was pretty late, yeah. Not sure. They were good, though. Did they have Manute Bol, maybe?
Yes.
I think they did.
Yeah. He probably had most of those. I'm just Rolodexing. Go ahead.
Gotcha. 1989. I got the sad ones today, man.
I was just thinking that you both
NFL Dallas Cowboys fire legendary coach Tom Landry after 29 career seasons.
Jerry Jones effect. Was it Jerry Jones that found or was it?
I think it was pre-Jerry.
Schramm? Wasn't it Tex Schramm?
I think it was Schramm.
Not sure.
Jerry didn't take over until the early 90s, I don't think. But, I mean, why do you fire, give him the chance to resign?
Jerry Jones fired Tom Landry on February 25th, 1989.
That was like his first order of business.
Why? Yeah,
Schramm would have never fired
him. But, you know, to Jerry Jones, in his defense, they did win three world titles in the 90s, did they not?
Yeah, they did.
I mean, he picked a pretty good replacement. Sometimes the game passes you by.
Yeah.
I'll totally agree with that.
Yeah, a la Tiger Woods.
Remember, Landry was the last, I think he was the last NFL coach to go to the headset and the communication upstairs, and he finally halfway did it with like some ultralight little voice tube.
Anyway, we're talking about 1989, and it's a long time ago, but still, players were different in that era coming up.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want the structure that Tom Landry, you know, the discipline, all the dress codes. And I mean, if you read anything about Tom, everything was, you know, you could just see he was impeccably dressed on the sideline. Best dress coach of all time, Tom Landry.
Yeah, could you imagine Michael Irvin playing for Tom Landry?
No, that would not have gone well.
You can name any receiver now.
True story.
Play for Tom Landry. Look at my buddy Scott Burns from Seven Days for the Truth. He's coming by here today to tell us about something very special coming up on March 20th. Boy, lots going on. Sports overlapping.
It's a great month.
All right.
No golf update?
The TGL has reached its playoff. You know what the coolest thing about TGL is to me?
What's that?
We still get to watch the GOAT swing a golf club in a very different way.
Sure.
But still fun. And I don't care who wins these matches. I don't think any of us care who wins. It's like a WNBA game.
Yeah.
Who cares? But just to get to see him swing a guy in a very controlled, and I mean, I don't think we'll see him on the senior tour ever.
No, I don't think so. It's not in him. But speaking of TGL, for those of you that do follow it, at the start of the season, who would have expected that Tiger's team and Rory's team are the two missing the playoffs?
Hmm. I wondered if they left anybody out.
So the playoffs are...
How many teams are there?
There's six total teams. Four make the playoffs.
Four made the playoffs.
Yep.
And you have to something that is like an acquired taste. It's different.
It is.
But, you know, our friend Alan at Backswings, and we're going to be doing some promotion with Backswings and the Golf and Grill over there on Commonwealth. And you know this, Bobby, having owned a simulator. It's different.
It is different.
I got on the golf course yesterday after hitting on a simulator, and I was like, ooh, that's real turf down there.
Yeah. It gives a little bit more.
You can't bring your own little patch with you?
Yeah.
Lay your turf down.
Yeah. And
take your shot.
But it's reaching a whole new generation because it's a video game that they're playing. That's what simulator golf is. It's a video game, except they're standing up and swinging.
Interactive.
It's an interactive video game.
And it's a lot of fun. Go out to Backswing so you haven't been
definitely.
And give it a try, and you tell us what, you know.
Even if you're not a golfer.
Exactly. It's fun.
He's calling my name.
Yes.
Hey, Burnsy, enter the Surf Pro studio, please. Scott Burns is, as many of you know, he's been on with us many times. He's been on Super Talk statewide several times. Burnsy, we only have a minute left, but come and tell us about your event coming up next month.
All right, so March 20th at the Antler here in Tupelo, we've got a Southern Salute to the Troops dinner. Our special guest speaker is the one and only Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth.
Hey.
Amazing. It's Pete Day.
Pete Day. Yeah. We announced Pete on Pete Day.
For Pete's sake, and here comes Burnsy with it. And this was a get for you. I mean, we talked about it. We're going to get with you next week and in the following weeks. But this event is sold out?
It is sold out.
Good.
But we still take donations.
That's right.
Even though it's sold out, you can still make a donation to 7 Days for the Troops.
All right. Looking very much forward to that. It's going to be a blast, man. And we're going to be part of it. Super Talk's going to be a part of that. And Scott, thank you for coming in. You're about to record a little promo for that.
All right. Thanks for letting me walk in.
Yes, sir. Stay here, Scott.
Don't leave.
Great show, guys.
Happy Wednesday, everybody.
See y'all tomorrow.
Bye.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Mid-Delta Auction is holding two March auctions, a spring equipment auction Thursday, March the 20th in Greenwood, plus a retirement auction at Ewing Farm in Anguilla on Thursday, March the 13th. Visit mdauction.com for details on both. That's mdauction.com. We'll see you there.